Good morning. On this Thursday morning, September the 27th, 2012, my name is Kevin Williams. I lead worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana, and you're listening to Daily Worship. If this is your first time listening today, this is something that we do every weekday morning, just a time of worship and of prayer in the Word. I pray that you would join us every weekday morning as we worship the Lord together, and thank you for being with us today. I want to start this morning. We finished with Psalm 150 yesterday. I want to go back a little bit in the book of Psalms. And just last night as I was praying and reading just this idea of revival, just kept coming back to revival. And so I turned to Psalm 51, because this, probably out of any other psalm, this is David's psalm of revival. This is David's psalm of revival. And this was after Nathan, the prophet, came to David after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba, after David had. And Nathan, in love, comes and rebukes him. And this sparks this psalm that we know so well in Psalm 51. And this is a psalm of revival for us as we turn to the Lord, as we repent. The Lord restores to us the joy of His salvation. But let's start in verse 1 this morning. And let this be your prayer today. Let this be your prayer. Verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are my God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. You know, this morning as I read this, for us who are under the new covenant, we know that our sin, that if we are bought with the blood of Jesus, He covers our sin. He covers our iniquity. We know that. But if there is sin in our life, and there is for all of us, but sin does this, it clouds our eyes. it affects our fellowship with the Lord. Not our right standing with the Lord, but our fellowship with the Lord. Our day-to-day communion. So I pray today that in our hearts and our lives, that the Lord would bring sin into our mind and our heart, that He would remind us of these things, and that we would be quick to repent, that we would be quick to ask forgiveness today, to find our joy in Him, to find our joy in His righteousness today, but also to rest in His righteousness, knowing that there is nothing that we can do to earn it, but it is a gift. Let's pray together this morning. Father, I come before You. Lord, I confess, Lord, the sin in my life, God. Lord, I ask that You would today, Lord, remove anything, Lord, that would be in the way of fellowship with You, God, with communion with You. Lord, I ask that You would remove those things in my heart, Lord, the things that I think, the things that I do. Lord, my heart, Lord, first and foremost, Lord above, Lord, any sin that I battle with, Lord, my heart is for You, God, and Your glory. Lord, our hearts are for Your glory today. Lord, so we offer a sacrifice of a broken and contrite heart. Lord, thank You that You say that You will not despise. Lord, that You accept that. Lord, that a broken and contrite heart is what You desire of us. Lord, renew a steadfast spirit within us today. A steadfast spirit. A willing spirit to sustain us today, Lord. Lord, so in song, Lord, we ask that You would awaken our souls, awaken our hearts. Lord, fill us with Your power. Lord, fill us with Your spirit. And our hearts in this nation awakening. The Holy Spirit, we desire awakening. We sing this out this morning.
In me.
our hearts, Jesus, like the rising sun that shines from the darkness comes a light. I hear your voice and this is my awakening. Yes, like the rising sun that shines from the darkness. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. We feel the rain of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. And now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Sing, let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Open the floor.
Holy Spirit rain down upon us. Lord, pour out your spirit upon your children today, Jesus.